Welcome to the Latika Vimes Show, a work and life balance podcast for working moms who want to lead and grow in their careers. In this podcast, you will gain tips and inspiration to help you navigate and thrive as you balance and manage your life, marriage, career, and your faith. I am your host, Latika Vines, a working mom of four, a wife, and just like you, a career-driven working mom. It is my goal that myself and all empowering guests that join us will share and explore our life lessons and give you the immediate steps you can take to navigate and thrive in your career and life so you can build opportunities for your self-success. Subscribe to this podcast so you're notified of each episode that airs. Welcome to Latika Vine Show.
This is a time where we're coming together to close out the year and start a brand new one, giving thanks. Being with them, setting the tone for leaving the year and entering into a new year. If you are at the morning to the prayer call, to the transmission, to the divine, I empower you to truly make sure that they can build the initiative to have God bridge the gap between their career and their balance, their work-life balance, so they can finally feel fulfilled. They can feel like they're being on purpose and passionate about what it is that they're doing, both at home and at work. And I am so excited because I don't know about you, but 2024 is just going to be a better year. It's going to be a better year. We've gone through some stuff, especially in the last 3 years. We've gone through some things. But I know that better is coming in 2024. I don't know what your word is for the year. I don't know what your theme is. I don't know what your scripture is. But better is coming in 2024. You know, there's a song by the gospel artist, Leandra Johnson, and it's called Better Days. And, you know, she starts off saying that, you know, this world is cold. There's going to be so many trials and tribulations that we experience in life. You know, friends will leave us all by ourselves. And it feels like all is lost. But she encouraged you through song that better days are coming. We just need to hold on. And I just want to encourage you that even though 2023 could have been or was hard, maybe you were going through some healing. Maybe there were some traumatic things that occurred in 2023 and you just didn't know how to process it before you could even get to the healing part. Maybe there was some things that, you know, occurred in 2023 that were left over from 2022 that you just had to deal with. Maybe 2023, although there were some good things, although you received the blessings, although you received the good from God, there were some things that the devil just continued to throw at you that tried to keep you off course. I want to encourage you that better days are coming. Hold on. And I know that's easier said than done. But I encourage you to hold on, hang in there as much as you can. And you might be asking, okay, how? How? Well, the how is God. And that is rekindling, rededicating, renewing your relationship with God and saying, God, I'm going to be committed to you. God, I am going to get through this because of you. God, I'm bringing you along the way because God wants to invade our whole entire life. And in order for him to invade our entire life, We have to invite him into our life. We have to invite him to the little habits that we have every single day. We have to invite him to the crack in the day, in the moment, in the second that we have. We have to invite God into everything in order for him to strengthen us to get through what it is that we're getting through so that we can experience better. I want to share with you the scripture for today, December 30th. And this is from the Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence devotional by Sarah Young. And today, December 30th, it reads, I am leading you along a way that is uniquely right for you. And this is God saying this to you. The closer to me you grow, the more fully you become your true self, the one I designed you to be. That in itself should be encouragement because God is saying, I'm leading you along the way, along the path, along the direction. And get this, what he says that is uniquely right for you. The path that you are taking is not going to be the same as everybody else's. It's not going to look like everybody else's. It's not going to be the one that your mother took or your great aunt took or your friend is taking. It's going to be uniquely for you. And I want you to, when you have the moment, look up Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. And it says, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. Let me tell you, that scripture blessed me because not only are we hearing again that God is going to guide us always, but He's going to, one, satisfy our needs. And he breaks it down, scripture breaks it down and says, in a sun-scorched land. Basically, when you think about a sun-scorched land, you're thinking about a desert. You're thinking about dry heat, dry air, which is like the worst place to be in, okay? And have you ever been in a dry, humid, dry land environment? You know exactly how that feels like. It just feels. There's no feeling, especially like for me coming from the DC area where it is humid, but it's not as humid as it would be like if you were going to Oklahoma or Texas or, you know, someplace like that where the humidity is just different. And so when it says sun-scorched land, this is a land, this is, and again, metaphors. This is a period, a season in your life where you feel like things are dried up. Things are dried up. It's not how you envisioned. It's not going the way that you want it to go. It's not where you want to be. You feel like your resources are dried up, your and resources financially, physically, spiritually, your friends, your relationships, all of that is dried up. He is saying, God is saying that I will satisfy your needs, that the needs of being wanted or desirable, you know, the needs, physical needs of food, of nourishment. God is going to supply it, but he's also going to lead you. He's going to lead you there. He's going to guide you. And the scripture also says, the second thing it says is that he says he will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. But let me tell you, this just blessed me because when it says he will strengthen your frame, he's talking about you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to strengthen you. And there's no explanation. There's no way to describe how God strengthens you from the inside out. Because when you are in a sun-scorched land, when you're in a place, when you're in a season where you just feel like there is no getting out and God satisfies you, he gives you what you need and he guides you through, the strength that you receive, the peace that you receive, the joy that you receive from the inside out. It's like nothing can bother you because you know that God is with you. You know that God is with you. And so I want to encourage you that no matter what you are going through in this moment, God will guide you always. That's what the scripture says, Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will guide you always. And I also want to share with you another scripture from Isaiah chapter 48, verse 7. And it says, "Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go." He leads you in the way that you should go. But let me back up to the beginning of the scripture where it says, the Lord is your Redeemer. He is your Redeemer. So, we talked about in Isaiah 58:11 how you're in a sun-scorched land and God satisfies your needs. And in Isaiah 48:17, he's your Redeemer. So not only is he satisfying your needs in Isaiah 58, but in Isaiah 48, he's saying that he's your Redeemer. He's taking it all from you. All the things that you have been going through, all the things that you have seen, all the things that you have experienced, God is taking it from you. He is taking you. And he says in Isaiah 48:17, he says, "I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit." We can take this scripture in so many different ways. It has so many different perspectives, a different context for situations. But let's say this: you're in this sun-scorched land. You're in a period in your life where you just don't know what to do, where to go. 2023 has just been a crazy year. And you're uncertain about 2024, and you don't want to bring in things from 2023 that are unresolved, that are unfinished. You're not healed yet. But God is saying to you in Isaiah 48:17 that he is your Redeemer. He's taken it all away. So you don't have to carry this into 2024. You don't have to carry this into 2024. You can keep what you had in this sun-scorched land in 2023, and you will have better days in 2024. Better days in 2024. And not only will you have better days, it says that our Redeemer leads you in the way you should go. You're going to have the better days because God is leading you there. He's leading you into those better days in 2024 and beyond. So I know 2023 may not have gone as well as you hoped for. Maybe you had it on your vision board that you wanted 2024 to be this certain, this 2023 to be a certain. You had a picture in your mind of what it should be. Maybe there's some goals that you want to accomplish in 2023 that you weren't able to do. Maybe you've let fear set in and you've allowed imposter syndrome to prevent you from speaking up about the promotion that you truly want. Maybe you have allowed fear to prevent you from even applying to certain jobs because you just don't know. Or maybe the fear of unknown has caused you to stay put because you don't know what the next is. But let me tell you, God has told us already in Isaiah that he is your Redeemer and that he is going to guide you. And he is guiding you. He is guiding you. Maybe you're confused or overwhelmed, frustrated because you're like, okay, God, there's so much I want to do in 2024. But God is saying, I need you to be present with me so that I can lead you and you can experience the things that I've already designed for you. God is already, as we talked about in the onset of the devotion for today, that God has already given you a unique path that's just for you. The experiences, the knowledge, the talent, the gift, that is just for you. Nobody else has it. You know, I'm reminded of the phrase, if you die tomorrow, you will be replaced at your job the next day. And I'm sure we've all heard that, right? So we've all heard that phrase. But one of the things that I understand is that if I was to die tomorrow, there will not be another Latika, because Latika is unique in the talents and the skills and the gift that Latika had. The knowledge that Latika had cannot be replaceable. It can't. It can't. It cannot be replaceable. So we have to have the confidence in God to move. He's already told us we have a unique path that's just right for us. So we got to move in the confidence that God got us. God got our back. God is guiding us each step of the way. So if God is guiding us each step of the way, we don't have to worry about what our employer is and what our employer is not doing, because God is leading us. He's our redeemer. He's already taken it. He's already taken it. So there's nothing for us to worry about. He's already taken it. God is in control. He's in full control. All he wants from us is to be in presence. We got to be in the presence of him. So in 2024, will you be in alignment with God and be intentional with your focus on him? Be intentional. Be intentional in 2024 so you can experience those better days. When I was reviewing, reflecting, if you will, 2023, I came across some questions on how to process, how to reflect on the year. And one of the questions, the top question was, who did you spend the most intentional time with this year? That question, out of all the other questions that I had, and I have nine of them, was the one that stuck out to me, convicted me, because was I intentional? I had to change that question around and ask myself, was I intentional about spending time with God? Now, if you are new to the community, then you may not be familiar with rest days. I started rest days, I want to say 2 years ago. Yeah, I want to say 2 years ago, where once a quarter, I took that day off from everything and went to a local park, sat down, and walked, and truly talked to God. Really talked to God. Now, in 2022, I was definitely intentional about it. I set those days and I said, okay, God, these are the days that I'm going to have my rest days, my rest in God days, and these are the places that I'm going to go. So I put them in the calendar. They were already set. So when that day popped up, I already knew what I was going to do. In 2023, I was not intentional. And so as I was reflecting on the year, and I looked at that question of who did I spend the most intentional time with this year? Man, I did not do the four rest in God days that I said I was going to do in 2023. So in 2024, that's one of my goals. I'm going to be more intentional in spending time with God and putting on the calendar those rest in God days. And that's it. And those rest in God days, like I mentioned, I go to the local park. It's cold now, so I don't know about going to the park. But during the spring and summer and fall months, I would go to the park, to the lake, and walk around and just be with God. Be with God. And in 2024, that is something that I want to be intentional with. And so when I reflect on 2024 and I ask myself the question, who did I spend the most intentional time with? When I turn it around, did I spend intentional time with God? Yes. Yes. I spend time with God because when you spend time with God, when you're in His presence, you get answers from Him. You get direction from Him. You get peace that surpasses all understanding. You do. You, like, I can't even explain the peace that you receive when you are in God's presence and you allow Him to take control. When you surrender to Him, when you surrender to God, the peace that you receive is just, there's no words. So, what about you? Will you be more intentional in spending time with God? Maybe you can join me on those Rest in God days. And we can do something virtually together. Maybe you're walking, I'm walking, and we can be praying to God together. But being intentional, being intentional, being intentional. Let me tell you, going outside, spending time with God, having a notebook, having my pen, and writing down all the things that God tells me during those days that I dedicated to Him, I can't tell you how much peace I received. So I encourage you to do the same. I encourage you to do the same. I encourage you to do the same. And so as we wrap up, I want to pray for you and just encourage you that 2024 is going to be better, but you've got to spend intentional time with God. You have to be in His presence. I want you to remember Isaiah 58:11, that the Lord will guide you always, and Isaiah 48:17. And that says, because I closed my book, it says that God is your Redeemer, first and foremost, and He is your Lord who teaches you, who leads you in the way you should go. Leads you in the way you should go. There's a song by Smokey Norful, and it's called Still, I Still Have You. And it's a beautiful worship song. Beautiful worship song. And I was telling one of my sisters in Christ that even though it's a worship song, it is a praise song to me because the word says, even in my weakness, I still have you. And I thank God that even in my weakness, even when I'm in that sun-scorched land, I still have Him. Still have Him, and I'm just so grateful that I still have Him. When I felt alone, I had Him. When I didn't know what to do, I had Him. When I needed forgiveness, I had Him. When I needed grace, I had Him. When I needed protection, I had Him. When I needed vision, I had Him. When I needed provision, I need Him, and so do you. Give God it all so you can experience those better days in 2024. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, God. Thank you for this time for us to come together, God, in you. God, I thank you for the sister that is joining in this prayer call right now, God. She's going through something. Something has occurred in 2023, and God, she doesn't want to take it into 2024. She doesn't want to take the hurt into 2024. She doesn't want to take the disappointment into 2024. She doesn't want to take the pain into 2024, God. God, she is experiencing her sun-scorched season, and God, I'm just asking that you be her redeemer and take it away from her. Take the anxiety away from him, God. Take the frustration away from her, God. Take the overwhelm away from her, God. And God, be with her. Be her redeemer, God. Be her savior, God. So that in 2024, she can turn over and it's a new opportunity of grace and mercy and forgiveness and healing, God. And love and joy and happiness and fulfillment, God, because of you. God, I ask that you be with the sister. God, there's so much that she has gone through that she hasn't told a soul, that she's kept inside, and only you know her true feelings, God. And God, I just ask you, as her redeemer, allow her to understand that you've taken it all from her. She doesn't have to carry this burden anymore. She doesn't have to take this into 2024, God. You are her redeemer, God. And I just say thank you, God. I thank you for being her redeemer and taking this off of her shoulders, God. God, her shoulders cannot take anymore. And God, I'm asking that you take this away from her and allow her to experience you and experience you fully in 2024. God, I'm asking that you be her visionary, God, that you be her provisionary, God, that you be the father and the mother that she needs, God, that you direct her, God, that you love on her, God, that you lead her, God, that you give her the discernment of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to make the right decisions, God. You have created a path that is unique just to her, God. And God, I just ask that with the vision that you give her, that she sees in your spiritual eyes and not in her natural eyes, God. So that she can see what you have for her and that she can do it, God. And God, I know that there's going to be distractions, God. But God, we rebuke the devil for any distractions. For anything that he's going to do to try to bring rejection and abandonment and trauma and unhealed hurt into her life in the name of Jesus, God. God, I rebuke the devil for what he's going to try to do in 2024 in the name of Jesus. God, I rebuke what the devil is trying, has already planned right now in 2024 in the name of Jesus, God. The devil cannot win and he won't win in 2024, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you. I thank you, God, for the angels that you have already encamped around my sister, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the provision that you've already given her in 2024, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the vision that you've already laid on her for 2024, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the direction that you've given her. I thank you for the leadership that you've given her, God. God, I thank you for the covering that you have given her, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for the blessings that you've already laid out for her that she can't even see yet, God, but she will feel in 2024, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for what you have already done in 2024 for her, God. And God, I just ask that you keep her focused on you, that you increase her faith in you, God. That when she feels distractions and she feels that her focus is shifting, that you are there as her redeemer and you take all the distractions away and have her focus back on you, God. God, I ask that you steer her lane. Steer her lane. Allow her to be intentional with what she is doing so she can be focused on what it is that you have for her to do, God, in her career, at home, as the wife, as the mom, as her community member, God. God, she is dual-hatted in every area of her life, God. And God, I just ask that you be with her in these areas, God. Open her heart and her mind to receive what you have for her in 2024. God, she feels lonely in this moment. And God, I just ask that in this moment that you heal her loneliness and you fill it with you, with your presence. God, you tell us that you will be with us always And I thank you for being with her always. God, I ask that you continue to just teach her, open her mind and her heart to seek your face always. That at the tip of her tongue is Jesus. Thank you, God. At the tip of her tongue is Jesus. Because we know that when we call on the name of Jesus, that demons tremble, God. That when we call on the name of Jesus, that you make way, God. And when we call on the name of Jesus, that there's healing. God, when we call on the name of Jesus, there's redemption, God. God, when we call on the name of Jesus, there's protection, God. And we just say thank you, God, for what you were doing. Thank you, God. God, bless her. God, bless her family, God. Bless her. Be with her. And God, I just thank you for what you've already done in her. Thank you, God, for what you've already done. And since your son, Jesus' name, we say thank you, God, and we give your name all the glory and honor and praise. Amen. 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 And amen. Amen. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And I look forward to seeing you in 2024. Take care.
Hey, working mom, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope, I pray that this episode was such a blessing to you. Please bless us by rating this episode and sharing how it's helped you to manage, to balance your marriage, your life, your career, and your faith. Thank you so much for joining us on The Latika Vine Show, and I can't wait for you to listen to the next episode. God bless you.